Tell us, you guys got a great crew here at your Russellville office and work a lot in Russellville, but also work a lot in Todd County as well.
We do, yes, sir. So here in the Russellville office, we actually cover Logan, Todd, Muhlenberg, and Butler counties. So we try to have a presence in, at all the events that we can.
And I think it's fantastic, including yesterday. You guys were at the Todd County Ag event yesterday, first ever Ag Farm Family event. It looked like a great turnout.
It did. That was a great event. Really proud to see the young folks step up there, too, the FFA, 4-H members. They did an excellent job with that.
I was impressed, the young ladies in the kitchen. They could cook a good omelet. They said, well, we just took about 10 minutes of training, and then they turned us loose, and they were doing a great job.
They really did. I didn't hear a single complaint.
No. No, free omelet and free eggs from Calmaine Foods. I mean, that's a way to have it. So let's talk about some of the things you guys do here. Obviously, interesting times in agriculture. Cattle market's still way up, and those prices of cattle are tremendous. But the grain prices hadn't exactly been where I think we'd all like them to be. But your farmer's doing pretty well.
For the most part, yes. You know, farmers aren't new to challenges, right? And farm credit isn't either. So yeah, for the most part, we're chugging right along.
I think what's interesting, you know, farmers can have a rough year. Next year, they're all excited. They're ready to go again.
That's right. Yeah, there's just something about farming.
Right. But you guys, obviously, we'll get ready to celebrate here next week. Is your patronage week. And $260 million, is that right, for patronage for the cooperative wide?
That's right, 260 across our association. We actually figured here in the office we're at $1.8 million going out right here in Russellville next week.
What I think is nice about that, you guys get a chance to go out and hand those checks out in person. That's pretty cool there.
It really is, yeah. You know, most customers don't complain about seeing us that week.
No.
It's always a good time to visit the farms, and it's a really good week for us.
Last year I had a chance to go along with the Farm Credit crew. I think we went to Breckenridge County and hand out one up there, and I can't remember his last name, but anyway, Henning, we had a great time there, and he was really excited to get that check, and he said, I'm probably going to take it home and give it to my wife. He said, she's already got plans for it.
Right, I say that's a good idea, yeah.
Smart man, wasn't he?
That's right, absolutely, yes, sir.
But, you know, I think it's so important because this cooperative, you guys give back so much to your communities that you work with.
Right, well, I appreciate that. You know, that's a conscious effort on our behalf. We want to be visible in the communities, and we want to get to know the people that we serve.
What I think is neat about it, too, is if you come into the office, you may or may not be here. A lot of times your business is not done here in the office. It's done out in the field.
That's exactly right. I tell folks all the time, I've probably closed as many loans and taken as many balance sheets and tractors or the hood of my truck as I have the office. So.
Yeah, I was at one of the offices one day, and a gentleman pulled up, and I noticed the loan officer went out, and they signed the paperwork back on the tailgate of his truck.
That's right. Hey, farmers are busy, and we recognize that, so we try to accommodate. And we love being out and seeing what they have going on the farm and understanding the operation. So.
You guys serve a lot of customers out of the Russellville office, too, don't you?
We really do. We really do. We've got an excellent customer base, a lot of good folks.
And a wide variety of agriculture as you get farther toward this area. It's a lot of row crops here. You got a lot of cattle and hog farmers, too.
You're right. A lot of diversity, which, you know, you often hear is key in agriculture, right? So a lot of diversity here in this office and a lot of good operators.
A good friend of mine's got a hog operation, part of his operations here in Logan County, just up the road from us. And he's got two beautiful, back in the middle of nowhere, but he said he invited me to the opening of one of them before it ever opened up. And I drove back there. I'm like, this is like a Taj Mahal hog house.
Right. Yeah, we've got some really good producers.
Yeah, that's no doubt. I know you guys enjoy working with them, too. How long you been with them?
So I've been here 9 years this year. I started in Bowling Green, but got to come home and moved to the Russellville office back in 2020. So.
Matt, what do you enjoy about working with your customers? What makes it special for you?
You know, getting to know the customers, learning their goals, their hopes and dreams, and it's always rewarding when we have, especially if we have a long-term goal, and we work toward that, and we see it come to fruition. That's very rewarding.
Sometimes it's not necessarily about making a loan. It's more about fulfilling a dream and helping your customers have what they need on their farm and have what they want.
100%. Yep, that's why we do. That's why I do what I do every day, and I think I can speak for all of us.
Matt, good to talk to you. Look forward to visiting with your customer here in a little bit. I'm going to find out the true story. It's going to be good, I guarantee it. We're at Farm Credit Mid-America in Russellville. Of course, they serve a lot of our customers in Todd County. We're on Todd 1070, WEKT, and 92.1 FM.